The Shriver Hall concert series continues this Sunday with a very exciting concert, a couple of piano trios by Beethoven and Brahms, and sandwiched between those, the first of the three commissions that they have co-commissioned for their 50th anniversary season. And I have in the studio the executive director of the Shriver Hall concert series, Catherine Cochran, and also the composer, James Lee III. Thank you both so much for coming in. It's lovely to see you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the Montrose Trio giving this performance, Catherine, and we're getting them almost right out of the gate. I hadn't realized what a new group they are.
Yes, they were formed in 2014. So this is their second full season together. Martin Beaver and Clive Greensmith were from the Tokyo Quartet, and they joined forces with the pianist John Kimura Parker. So they're a new ensemble, but they're very seasoned chamber musicians, seasoned soloists. So it's interesting them coming to this repertoire with a freshness, but also with deep experience. So it'll be great to have them in their Baltimore debut.
The wonderful thing about the commissions is that all of them have a Baltimore connection. And so James Lee III is an associate professor of composition and theory at Morgan State University in Baltimore. And his performances have been given by Morgan State University Band, Baltimore Symphony, Baltimore Choral Arts Society, amongst others. And chamber music, is that something that is very close to your heart, being a pianist yourself?
It is. I do consider chamber music close to my heart, and even more so orchestral music. But many times I'm looking at some of what I'm writing in chamber music as a mini orchestra, especially with a piano involved. And then I can still achieve wonderful colors in that medium.
I think any contemporary composer who is working today is faced with the option of tonality versus atonality, dissonance versus consonance. How would you place your composition in those terms?
I place my compositions in a way that seems to be in a sort of sea of tonality. And what happens, I have enough dissonances and enough music that borders on atonality that after a certain point, when those tensions are finally resolved, then the music calmly moves back into something that's more recognizable in terms of an actual tonal chord, whether it's a implied major or minor harmony. But I write music that does not necessarily have tonal functions.
Looking at this work, then, that will have its premiere on Sunday, I see that you have given it the name Temple Visions, and something of a biblical theme here, I understand?
Yes. Many of my works have had influences from the books of Daniel and Revelation. And there is actually a heavenly temple that's talked about. And in particular, all four movements are reflections on a certain scene from those heavenly temples, or the heavenly temple, exactly.
Well, it's a wonderfully exciting program. Also, as I mentioned, Beethoven and Brahms's first piano trios. Those will sandwich the second piano trio of James Lee III. Catherine, I wonder if you could give us some contact numbers for more information, please.
Oh, shriverconcerts.org is our web address. The best way to get tickets or find out information anytime.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking to the executive director, Catherine Cochran, and the Shriver Hall concert series will be presenting the Montrose Trio, named after Chateau Montrose, a Bordeaux wine, what's not to like. And that is Sunday, October the 25th, 5:30 p.m. at Shriver Hall. Thank you so much, Catherine, for coming in. Also, James Lee III, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.